I learned something about exercising recently that I want to share with you. You didn't think that's where it was going on Ash Wednesday, did you? I was up here on a Thursday for chair yoga that the Senior Center is hosting here, and figured it wouldn't be a bad thing if I can sit in a chair and do yoga. So we're sitting in the chair, and the instructor, Victoria, tells us to drop our shoulder, drop our right shoulder, and to lean it into the center of our body. So I went like this. And I kind of slouched over. And she continues talking, can you feel that pull in the side of your back? And I'm like, no. And she goes, well, okay, hang on. And she straightened my back up and twisted me a little bit and went, tighten your core. And I went, oh, there it is. I've heard that so many times exercising, and it's something that I hear over and over again, and I always forget, to tighten your core. Apparently there's muscles here somewhere, and you're able to tighten them to help keep your posture, to help strengthen your whole balance. The whole of who you are is wrapped up in those muscles that are somewhere in there. And the more I got to thinking about this, the more I figured that most of the time when I move, I'm using my back muscles. So I'm picking this up and I'm moving that over there, and every time I've done yoga up until that Thursday, I've just been moving my body. But the bend is supposed to come from my core. And the more that I think about that, the more I think that exercising is a lot like faith. That our faith has to come from our core. Isaiah, this great prophet to a kingdom that mostly had its ears plugged to him, went to God's people and was told to shout out, to point out what's wrong with them. And the people respond, wait a second, God. Verse 3, why do we fast but you don't see? And we humble ourselves but you don't notice? And the prophet is supposed to say, look, you serve your own interest on the fast day. You oppress all your workers. You fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. I think the problem was they weren't using their core. See, God in verse 5 then starts to say, is this really the fast that I chose for you? To just put on some itchy garments and to sit down in the dust and the ash and to cry out and bow your head? Is that really what I want from you? Or is it this other thing where you care for each other, where you lift up the people who are hurting, where you use this good core that I've put in you to care for your neighbor? You think it's just about how you look and what your posture is? It's about caring for one another. I think that's the problem that Jesus is pointing at in Matthew as well. That there's all these people who are doing all these good things on the outside. That they're giving their alms. That they're praying. That they're spending time letting go of self-indulgent things so that they can connect with God. But that wasn't really what the core of what they were doing was. The refrain in Matthew is, they blow the trumpet as they give their alms to be seen. They stand and they pray in the synagogues and the street corners to be seen. Not by God, but by others. They're not engaging that core, that part of themselves that hurts when you use it. When you face the stuff that's boiling and burning inside of you, and you give it to God. See, the other thing about exercise and faith that's the same is it hurts. Because for a few days after I used my core, it hurt to sit down, and then it hurt to try and stand up again, and then it hurt to twist, and I felt everything kind of pulling and moving. And on days like today, our faith hurts. Because we take off all the things that we have going good on the outside, all the ways that everything looks perfect, and we match our outside to what's in our inside. On Sunday afternoon with the youth group, we burned our palm branches, the ones from last Palm Sunday that we waved around and praised God and thanked God for all that God had done, and please, Lord Jesus, come and save. And we talked about how a week later, all of those praises turned into calling for Christ to be crucified. And as we take those palms and we burn them, we talked about the ways that we've fallen short. And that ash that we're going to use from those palms tonight is going to make our outsides match our insides. The stuff that's dirty, the things that are broken, the things in us that have burned, that are ugly, that need to be swept away, and we're going to wear them on our faces. We're going to wear them on our hands, where other people might notice that we don't have it together. But maybe for ourselves we notice something, that we can admit that we don't have it together, that maybe in our own hearts and our own core are a little dustier than they should be. Tonight we bow from our core. We bend to our God from the place that's broken in us. But not only that, we receive ashes in a specific shape. No matter how much my thumb ends up smudging on your body, it is the shape of a cross. Because we are marked with the promise of God, who renews us, who can make all that's gross and dirty inside us into something beautiful. And not so that just we can see it, but that's when others will see it. In those last words from Isaiah, our reading, verse 11. The Lord will then guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you will be like a watered garden, like a stream of water whose waters will not fail. So, dear people, this evening is an invitation to use your core. However broken, however empty, however far from God you may feel, and to let that be worn on your outside so that God can begin to make all things new. Amen. If you are able, I invite you.